Welcome to Stories of Abdu'l-Bahá, a podcast created in the year of the 100th anniversary of the ascension of Abdu'l-Bahá. In this podcast, stories on the life of Abdu'l-Bahá are shared in the hopes of generating profound reflections. In today's episode, we will hear stories from vignettes from the life of Abdu'l-Bahá. Chapter 1, His Pure Heart. Today, the most pressing of all tasks is the purification of character, the reforming of morals, the rectification of conduct. The pure heart is one that is entirely cut away from self. To be selfless is to be pure. Abdu'l-Bahá. Selflessness. At Wandsworth Prison, the master, Abdu'l-Bahá, wrote in the visitor's book, "The greatest prison is the prison of self." When people said to Abdu'l-Bahá how happy they were that he was now free, he replied, "Freedom is not a matter of place, but of condition. I was happy in that prison, for those days were passed in the path of service. To me, prison was freedom. Troubles are a rest to me. Death is life. To be despised is honor. Therefore was I full of happiness all through that prison time." When one is released from the prison of self, that is indeed freedom, for self is the greatest prison. When this release takes place, one can never be imprisoned. Unless one accepts dire vicissitudes, not with dull resignation, but with radiant acquiescence, one cannot attain this freedom. Abdu'l-Bahá was once asked, "What is Satan?" He replied in three words, "The insistent self." When a reporter of the New York Globe visited Abdu'l-Bahá in Haifa, he gave her this message: "Tell my followers that they have no enemies to fear, no foes to hate. Man's only enemy is himself." Abdu'l-Bahá had this to say of selfishness: "Self-love is a strange trait and the means of the destruction of many important souls in the world. If man be imbued with all good qualities but be selfish, all the other virtues will fade or pass away, and eventually he will grow worse.
It is the spot and the house and the place and the city and the heart and the mountain and the refuge and the cave, the valley and the land and the sea and the island and the meadow and the mansion of God hath been made and his praise glorified, glorified, glorified.